Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me is a great friend of KRDO, somebody we've enjoyed a great relationship with for a very long time, the wonderful Sharon Harding, the owner of Harding Nursery. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. It's nice to be talking to you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Let's talk about you just a little bit, just so that everybody's got a refresher. We know your voice very, very well, but we often don't get to know the person behind the voice as much as we'd like to, I think.
that could be, but I've been in the nursery business my entire life. Went to CSU and got higher educated in horticulture, and Harding Nursery's been open since 1957, and I have been there my entire life. So, that's what we do, is all about trees and shrubs and horticulture, and
So a family business. How many generations now, Sharon?
This is our third generation, but we have grandchildren that are coming up in the business as well. It's my mom and dad started the nursery in 1957.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was my husband and myself and my sister. So we are the three corporate officers. And our children are active in the business and have children. And so we have our daughter and son-in-law and son that help us all run the nursery. They're all an integral part of it and all co-owners. So, and then our grandkids are growing up in the business, and so they get to help whenever they can.
How exciting. We have, we just have such great weather here. It's easy to be a green thumb, but sometimes you still need a little help, and that's the horticulture side of what you're doing. And coming from CSU, of course, that's where the extension office is it not?
It is.
And I'll bet you taught them stuff.
No, that's a separate part of it.
No, I get it.
We work well together, yeah.
Of course. And you're located on the east side of town, right off of Powers.
Yes, we're on Powers Boulevard, 721 North Powers Boulevard. We're between Platt Avenue or Highway 24 and Galley Road. And so we've got 12 acres there of trees and shrubs and greenhouses full of perennials. And we do a lot of our own propagating as well. We start plants. And then in addition to our location on Powers Boulevard, we have our growing farm, which is 20 miles east of town. And we have like 160 acres in field production, 10 acres in container shrub production, and we have like 38 greenhouses where we grow perennials. So, and we grow like 150,000 perennials each year. So there's more to it than just what's on Powers Boulevard. So,
And where is that the original location since 1957, or did you start someplace else?
No, it was original on Powers Boulevard.
Okay, so in 1957, Colorado Springs was like up in Divide, right?
Well, it was way out east, and actually, when my folks bought the place and started Harding Nursery, they cut the wire in the pasture to drive up to our place where it is. So.
Oh, wow.
Yep, it was just a pasture when they bought it.
Yeah, and that's what we love about Harding Nursery. You've just been there for so long. You've been a stalwart part of the community and helping keep us green for a long, long time, which is a wonderful thing heading into generation number three. Now, speaking of heading into things, we're coming into Thanksgiving and Christmas season.
We are. And so, of course, we're busy with trees and shrubs and outdoor plants. Really all year long, but this time of year, fall is a great time to plant. But in addition to that, we really go big into Christmas. And so the whole nursery gets transformed into just a Christmas winter wonderland. And so we make wreaths and centerpieces ourselves and custom decorate them. And so it's a really big deal. We're starting big this week, which is November 1st, and it'll just ramp up through Christmas. So Christmas is a big part of what we do.
Of course. And, you know, just circling back briefly to your range of products, you're taking care of both retail and wholesale sides of business. So we may see Harding Nursery grown products all over the city in all kinds of different retailers.
Yes. Yes.
And for us, that's a huge advantage. Okay. So with Christmas time coming, this is kind of fun because, you know, there's been this debate because of this nasty COVID thing. Everybody's sort of changing their holiday schedules to make things a little cheerful, a little longer. So when does Christmas start at Harding?
Today.
I love it.
It has started. We've got the big transformation going on. Like I said, we've got boughs coming this week to make wreaths and centerpieces. Now, we try and keep the very freshest cut Christmas trees. So we're not going to get cut Christmas trees until probably the second week in November. So just beautiful Christmas trees. We have the native, like white fir and pinyon pine, that are collected from our Rocky Mountain mountains, and we have the beautiful, perfect plantation trees. And so plantation growers, you know, they've been cutting through October. Well, we don't use those. Our growers that we get the plantation trees from cut ours like 3 days before they ship them. And so we will get some like the week of the 15th of November, and then we'll get more like around the 20th, so that our customers get the very freshest as possible in the plantation Christmas trees.
And, of course, Christmas may be starting now at Harding Nursery, but Thanksgiving gets its due, and you have a big Thanksgiving open house coming up over a weekend not too long from now.
We do. We have our big open house over Thanksgiving weekend. And, of course, with COVID, Santa can't make it this year. But he's sending Comet instead, his reindeer. So we have Comet the reindeer visiting Friday, November 27th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And people can, of course, see him and pet him. Of course, we are always social distancing and disinfecting and following all the CDC guidelines, but it's all outside, so we try and keep it just as safe as possible for everyone.
Of course, and a little perk, you can schedule a mini holiday photo shoot on Saturday that weekend, which would be the 28th. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, we have Casey Bradley Gent, my niece, who owns Snowshoe Studios, and she does the photos, the Christmas photos, and so she's scheduling little mini sessions out in the trees this year. She's scheduling from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. November 28th, and each of the sessions are $50, and that does include the digital downloads of your images. And if she fills up in that day, she will schedule more. She'll work with people, you know, whoever would like to get a photo session in. And there again, it's all outside and socially distanced in the trees. So it'll be a good way to have a family photo for the holiday season.
How fun. Sharon Harding, the owner of Harding Nursery, generation number 2, generation number 3, coming fast in the same location on Powers between Galley and Highway 24, or Platt, since 1957. The Christmas season kicking off already. Thanksgiving getting its very special due, of course, with a visit from Comet on Saturday the 28th. On Friday the 27th, they're open from 10 until noon. Well, that's when Comet the Reindeer is going to be there. The open house is actually that entire Thanksgiving weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get your holidays kicked off just the right way. A visit to Harding Nursery is always the best way. Sharon, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us here on KRDO's Business Connection.
Well, thank you, and hope to see you all out picking out a Christmas tree and having some holiday hot apple cider and individually wrapped little goodies and listening to Christmas music while you get to pick out your Christmas trees.
Very fun. Thank you again, Sharon.
Thank you.